Hi there. Welcome to your lesson. I'm really excited to be teaching you this because I think it's something that was missed before in certified mediumship training. And I love that we've added this lesson, the burnout boot camp, because burnout was something that was very real for me and something that I had no idea that I was actually experiencing until I was in so bad burnout that I could barely lift a hand. I mean, I experienced the ultimate exhaustion, adrenal fatigue, you name it. I was just mentally, emotionally done. My stress levels were at this all-time high, and I just was so overwhelmed with mental and physical exhaustion. I had chronic stress. I filmed two seasons of a national television show. I wrote my book. I just couldn't do it anymore. And you know, there's like 43% of people that are experienced burnout in the beginning have no idea what's actually happening to them. They just think they're tired. They don't really get it. And especially when it comes to mediumship, because we're so taught and programmed that we're the helper, we're the healer, we're the giver, we're the person that's supposed to be doing all these things, and we just don't recognize what's happening to us. So the first thing I want to talk about is how to recognize burnout. So learning how to identify it can promote awareness within yourself so that you can actually understand what's happening to you. And so these are the 10 things we're going to talk about in this lesson. The first sign that you're headed into a burnout is feeling emotionally exhausted. So emotional exhaustion is an extreme emotional depletion. So it's not just like, oh, I'm really tired or mentally I'm done. You know, you say those things, you come home from work, you're like, oh, I'm just so mentally done. No, it's absolute exhaustion. So you're working with people and spirits every single day. It's a high level of emotional energy. And you get to a place where you're just completely exhausted and depleted. That's sign number one that you're heading into a burnout. So you're walking into a client and you're walking into a reading and you're like, I'm just exhausted emotionally. Then there's physical symptoms. And a lot of people experience burnout, and their first signs may be physical symptoms that are coming. So your cortisol levels begin to soar, which can trigger headaches, digestive complication, muscle tension, and high blood pressure. So those are all the physical things that you're going to be watching for. The next thing is a lack of motivation. So you just don't want to get out of bed and you just don't want to do it. And you're finding yourself that you're putting off readings, you're making excuses, you're sleeping, you're napping when you wouldn't normally be. And something that you once loved, you just don't seem to love the same way. And so it's almost like you're terrified on a Sunday night because you can't and don't want the weekend to be over, and you just don't know how you're going to get back at it on Monday. The next thing is lower productivity. So you see yourself in readings and you realize that the readings before had such a higher energy and you had a deeper connection and you were really flowing with spirit, but now it feels like spirit's not there and things don't feel the same and you don't feel as connected. You don't feel like you're as in tune with spirit. That's definitely a sign. Then next sign, number five, is that you have self-doubt and low self-esteem. So you start, oh, I remember this so well. I was like, something's wrong with me. I'm not a good medium anymore. I don't look good. I don't like myself. I don't like how I felt up on stage. I didn't like how I was communicating, how I was talking with people, how I was feeling about things. That was a huge sign for me that I was starting to doubt myself. The next thing is feeling really lonely and detached. And I had all these people around me, but I didn't feel like any of them truly got it. I mean, I was crying on the drop of a hat, and I was trying, I was reaching out and trying to explain to people like I'm done. Like I can't do this anymore. And I felt so lonely, but there were so many people around me. And I hear actors and singers and people, famous people talk about this all the time, that though you would think that they would never feel detached and isolated, they do. We start to feel really ashamed of what's going on with you, and you just don't know how to deal with it. You just don't know how to process that. So now I've given you the ways in which that you can recognize that you're going through this burnout and that these are the things that are happening to you, how do you recover? How do you get out of it? So let's talk about those things. The first thing is to track your stress level. So you can do this with anxiety trackers, you can do this with a journal, you can do this in all kinds of ways, but track what your stress is like. When do you feel stressed? When do you feel worried? When do you feel upset? When do you feel anxious? When is it happening? Is it before a reading? Is it after a reading? Is it during an open mediumship? Is it when you're just sitting at home alone? When is your stress? And then identify what those triggers are. Is it because you're doing too many readings in person? Do you feel more stress when you're doing a phone reading? Do you feel more stress when you do three readings a day as opposed to one reading a day? Should you only be doing readings in the morning? Maybe you shouldn't be doing them in the evenings. A big thing is creating a habit of journaling. A lot of people I know have said to me, I hate writing, I hate journaling, and I've always been a big writer, and I find lately that I haven't been journaling as much because of the use of notes and computers, and you get away from writing, but it's so therapeutic for us, and it so much just helps us process what's happening. One of the things I talk about is holistic healing. I understand if you go to a therapist and you tell your therapist, hey, I see spirit and this is how I feel, you want to make sure that you're not going to get locked up. So finding a therapist that is open to this way of life, I think, is really, really important. And there's all kinds of holistic therapists that you can use for this. Building a support network is going to be really important. I didn't have that, and I wish I did. I should have surrounded myself with experienced, well-known, recognized mediums that would, and I say well-known and recognized because they would have been going through the same things that I was. I should have befriended several of them, let them into my bubble and my circle so that I could be working with them and getting help and support from them. Don't be afraid to lean on people for support. Exercise, something else I didn't do, would have been amazing for me to move my body and release more feel-good endorphins and help relieve stress and help me get away. I was just doing a reading and running out of the house to go shopping. That's not helpful. That's not a de-stressor. That in the end could be more of a stressor. Speak up for yourself. If your family or if you have this expectation from a manager or people, I did not speak up for myself. I just said yes to everything. Yes, I can do more readings. Yes, I can do that event. Yes, I can do that webinar. Yes, I can do that meet and greet. I should have said no. No, I can't. I can't. That's too much for me. I felt like I was a failure if I spoke up for myself. And that's so important to do it. I also needed to create a work-life balance. I needed to see mediumship as work, and I didn't. I saw it as this gift that I was supposed to be giving away to everybody. I didn't really see it as a job, and it was a job. It is a job. It takes me away from my family. It takes me away from my horses. It takes me away from sleep. It takes me away from rest. Therefore, that's a job. So I needed to time block to reduce my time and to allow myself to do the things that I enjoy, to allow myself to have fun outside of being a medium. It embodied me so much that I couldn't break free. And that's so important that you do when you need to. How are you going to recover? Admit that you have a problem and don't blame or shame yourself. Take a break and walk away from clients, from readings, whatever you have to do. Focus on your well-being. Focus on you. Reflect on what your personal values are and exactly what you want and what you need. Explore new opportunities. Look, I did that. The last year and a half, I was like, okay, pivot, pivot, Carmel Baird. How can you still be a medium and do it in a healthy, manageable way for your mind, your body, and your spirit? Make change. I needed to make change, and I needed to not shame myself or feel guilty about it. I promise, if you can do that, you are there. You are on your way. I hope I've head you off at the path of any burnout or any stress that you might be feeling, because this is one of the most important things I think as a medium you need to know. I look forward to connecting with you again very soon.